This I Believe. Oscar R. Ewing, as Federal Security Administrator, is responsible for promoting social and economic security, educational opportunity, and public health in the United States. This big job is only one part of a long and distinguished career. Never content to limit his attention to his successful legal practice, he has been active in politics and welfare work since he was 16. This is his creed.
The lines one hears or reads in his youth often give direction to his life. At a very early age, my ambitions were fired by my father's oft-repeated quotation from Longfellow. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and, departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Then I remember a wonderful sermon based on a text of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. In college, I was thrilled by the teachings of William James, the core of whose philosophy was that the essence of good is simply to satisfy demand. And since all desires or demands cannot be satisfied at the same time, our guiding principle should be to satisfy as many demands as we can. As I grew up, these three ideals became intertwined in my heart. It came to me that their synthesis simply meant that the progress of our civilization consists in helping to satisfy as many as possible of the hungers and desires of people, especially little people. This I believe. But I also believe that merely believing in an ideal is not enough. Every man should strive to carry out his ideals in his lifetime. In my experience as teacher, lawyer, and businessman, I realize that by all odds, the most effective instrumentality to carry out these ideals of civilization is politics. I feel that through politics, I can help remove the artificial barriers that prevent little people from rising in the world. Big people generally take care of themselves, and for that matter, so can little people. But the little people need help in removing barriers before them. Barriers of education, barriers of discrimination, barriers of health handicaps. When President Truman offered to make me Federal Security Administrator, I gladly gave up my law practice. I accepted because I saw in the position an opportunity to help remove the barriers that still prevent people from achieving their highest ambitions and their deepest demands. Of course, I knew that in this imperfect world, many, many desires of people go unsatisfied, and I knew very well that my own contribution would be but a tiny mite toward that goal. And I also knew that my efforts might be resisted with skepticism and misunderstanding. But I was satisfying a yearning of my heart for many years, a yearning stirred up by Longfellow, St. Matthew, and William James. In these few minutes, I have tried to put into words the basic beliefs by which I live. I hope that in some measure I have succeeded. Yet, much more important to me is the extent to which I have succeeded in putting them into action over the years. This, and this alone, can give them meaning.
That was Oscar R. Ewing, a native Hoosier, and a schoolmate and friend of the late Wendell Willkie. He is administrator of this nation's Federal Security Agency.